Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We ended up talking about Chewbacca's genitals there during the break.
But first.
Yeah, so you can bring up whatever you want here. The number 603-283-6160. It is, by the way, the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's not there.
And a fat man with a beard who actually exists. And it's not Santa Claus.
Captain, can you have a cloaca?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What's a cloaca?
So a cloaca is usually in terms of like birds and lizards, but they sort of package their genitals on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they use like one hole for the pooping and the reproducing.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Cloaca.
Cloaca.
We'll just leave that one there.
I just like the sound of the word, not what it actually means.
Let's just leave that one there. All right, so we were talking about Cuba a moment ago, and there's just a little bit more to this story that I thought was worth sharing. It's a lot. It sounds very similar to what we've been hearing in Venezuela over the last decade, as the Venezuelan government was cranking up the inflation on the Venezuelan people. It drove a tremendous amount of people into poverty who had never been there before, destroyed the middle class. In Cuba, made it so you couldn't even get like potable water
in a lot of places. Almost that kind of thing happened in Greece too, like back in the early 2000s.
Things were looking pretty bad for Greece. Mm-hmm. They had to put in austerity measures. Yeah. I think
didn't they have like a lot of hyperinflation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they were dealing with that too. I don't know if it was in the early 2000s or like the 2010.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if they had to resort to stealing people's bank accounts in a bail-in scheme.
Yeah, yeah, a haircut, I think is what they called it.
A haircut. Yeah, I think it was right around, like, maybe the...
Well, it's a good thing they didn't do that during the pandemic, because you can't get a haircut.
The 08, like the 08 banking crisis in the U.S., right?
When
the banks failed. I think that was right around the time Greece was having problems.
Could be. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. I know we talked about it here on the show, but it has been a long time. But on Friday, so we're talking about the difficulties in Cuba just getting basic food items right now. And part of the reason is because, well, the government runs the grocery stores there, and they give an example. So this is the AP reporting here that on Friday, a long line of Cubans waited outside an empty state-run butchery waiting for a coveted item, a leg of pork. To feed their families.
Okay, if it was empty, why would they wait?
On New Year's Eve, they're hoping.
Didn't know it was empty, would be my guess.
About a dozen people the Associated Press asked for an interview said they were scared to speak, including one who said, quote, it could have consequences for us. Estrella,
I don't want to talk about the government.
Not in Cuba.
Right.
Estrella, 67, has shown up to the state butcher every morning for more than 2 weeks. Waiting her turn to buy pork to share with her children, grandchildren, and siblings. So far, she's come up dry. 2 weeks.
At that point, I'd be like, there's got to be a better way to do this. I would figure out another method.
It's almost like being able to charge what you want to charge for a good or service sort of incentivizes people to find a way to get it done.
Well, and it turns out, and to be clear, the AP does say that pork is available from private butchers.
Right.
Huh.
Wouldn't you know?
Mm. Yeah. So... the private butchers have the pork, but the state-run ones don't. Now, of course, you have to pay more at the private butchers, but it's available.
Right.
Whereas state-run facilities are subsidizing the pork prices. So what happens when you force prices to be lower than what the market would otherwise bear? It all gets sold out.
Well, and this also speaks to government brainwashing. Right. It doesn't happen just here in the United States. It happens in all governments. That's what they do. They brainwash you from the time you're born until you die. The brainwashing is a forever thing that governments do. And so these people have this mommy-daddy syndrome. attached to the government. And, oh, they believe, right? This lady strikes me as the type of person who believes that the government will provide for her.
Yeah. Just if she keeps coming every single day for months, she might get a pork leg.
Yeah. Instead of figuring out a different way.
Right. I mean, obviously her time isn't worth much, right? Because, okay, whatever
almost
the price
like
is.
It's hard to earn extra money in this communist state.
That's a good point as well, where a lot of the jobs are state jobs, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's another good point. But otherwise, if your time is worth even a little bit, and you've spent 2 weeks every single morning waiting in a fruitless line to get some pork, well, what
in
does
America, they don't even have lines for free pork.
What does the private pork at the private store cost? Because couldn't you make a little bit of money in 2 weeks worth of work that you could then just go to the private store and get the pork that you need?
Right, the time you spent waiting in line,
right.
You could have spent doing something to earn your way into the pork that you're missing out on.
How much more expensive could it possibly be? By the way, she said she's still waiting, hopeful that she'll be able to cook Cuba's traditional holiday dish, saying, quote, if we're lucky, we'll be able to buy it today. If we're not, we'll come back tomorrow. Because obviously this woman literally has nothing better to do with her time than stand in a line in Cuba waiting to get into a state-run store to buy something. Which, by the way, in Venezuela, they also had people waiting in lines for, like, some of the most basic items at the state-run grocers there.
Well, maybe she's just a patriot who believes in the glorious people's revolution.
Right. And there's a lot of people still that are like that in Cuba. They were the ones who were cheering when the people who were protesting the state earlier, was it this year or last year? It was, like, during the summertime, either this or last year. And then, of course, the state came in and cracked heads. And did as much damage to the protesters as they possibly could.
So, honest question, has the world learned anything from the fall of the USSR? Like,
apparently
anything
not.
At all?
I mean, the Russian people might have.
The last time that we almost murdered everyone on the planet with nuclear weapons, and then everyone starved to death, and then there was a country that wasn't a country anymore?
Near as I could tell, the only thing that the world learned from the fall of the USSR is that it's okay for denim jeans to be sold everywhere.
Oh, well, there's that.
By the way, I looked up...
Thank you, Captain. Little ray of sunshine there.
You know, Levi's.
My silver lining.
One of the details they left out of this story that made me curious, because they did give us what they said was the state salary in Cuba. The average state salary is approximately 5,000 pesos per month. And then they said that that's worth $29 at the, quote, island's more widely used informal exchange rate. That's the black market. So it made me wonder, what's the official exchange rate? Yeah. What would 5,000 pesos get you on the official exchange rate if you could go and exchange it? And remember, in places like this, I'm just going to presume that Cuba's the same way as Venezuela was, because that's just how these systems work. You can't take the peso into the bank and get dollars for it.
Right.
Oh,
it
no.
doesn't work that way.
No.
They will let you take dollars into the bank and get pesos for it.
Of course.
You can do that. So if you were to take, according to XE.com, which has a bunch of numbers and types of dollars and stuff that you can convert, if you took 200 and, let's round up, $210 into a Cuban bank and said, give me pesos, please, they would give you 5,000 pesos. Whereas on the black market, it would only be $29 to get 5,000 pesos.
Wow.
So it's almost a 10-factor
wow.
of difference between the black market and the official exchange rate
wow.
there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So these people are living on... Was that a monthly salary?
They're living on $30 a month in the black market prices.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they can't even buy food because the inflation is going crazy there. It's hyperinflation. It's basically hyperinflation levels if you don't believe the government 40% yeah. price or the 40% numbers. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, whether you want to weigh in on communism or whatever's going on in your neck of the woods.
Well, and hold on to your hats on this one, because this is headed to the rest of the world.
Communism?
Well, the
origin. The shortages?
Yeah, the food shortages mm-hmm. that are caused by communism are headed to the rest of the world now.
Well, the whole rest of the world is playing the inflation game, that's for sure. All these central banks are printing money, you know, like it's going to end soon. And maybe they will. Maybe these governments will end soon. That would be nice.
It's mathematically impossible to avoid a crash.
Indeed. They can kick it down the road.
Yep.
They have their tactics for that.
They keep doing it.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're here live on this Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Christmas Eve edition of the show. The phones are open if you want to join us here.
Ho, ho, ho.
You may. The number is 603-283-6160.
Who are you calling a hoe?
Ian here with you.
Vehicles Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We have our AMPS program. And I want to say thank you to MRT. Or maybe it's Mr. T?
Mr. T!
There's no space. It's just MRT. So, Mert. I mean, I don't want to.
Right, Mert. Mert.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you for supporting the AMPS program. It makes a big difference for us.
He pities the fool who doesn't amplify.
It's $5 a month. And, you know, how many kids today don't know who Mr. T is?
Oh, all of them. Right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, yeah. Mr. T's got to be, what?
He's got to be in his 80s or something,
I would
right?
think, man.
We'll have to check that now.
I wonder if he still has the mohawk or if he, like, went bald and couldn't, you know. Do you think he could have,
what?
Like...
He's only 70.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
surprised. I figured he'd be older than that.
Wow, me too.
Yeah.
He pities the fool who thinks he's older than that.
He's a little younger than
I do wonder if, like, all of the A-Team is on YouTube, but no one watches it.
The A-Team and the Star Wars Stormtroopers have something in common, and that is they waste incredible amounts of ammunition and hit very little.
Hit nothing yet.
But it's so much fun watching them shoot.
So thank you, Mert, or Mr. T, for supporting the show. Really
it'd be funny if that was actually Mr. T amplifying the show.
That would be
That'd
awesome.
Be amazing.
That would be sweet.
And you should call in, please.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. If you would like to join Mr. T or Mert for supporting the show, you can do it for $5 a month, which is what Mert is doing. So thank you, MRT. Definitely appreciate your support. And if you like what we're doing, that's the easiest way for you to get behind what we do and get some perks like access to the AMP only podcast where you get the full radio show without the commercial breaks in there. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Ah, pity the fool. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Appreciate it.
You know, just really quickly, I just wanted to say about the last topic. I find it interesting that it's similar to the people who are waiting for the VA, Veterans Affairs, government-run hospital. And there have been people who died waiting for a surgery.
Yep.
And so... But my question is this. They died waiting for a surgery when private hospitals were willing to charge payment and treat them. So these people probably can't afford, you know, the private market prices in the first place.
Sure.
So what are they to do? You know what I mean?
Black market pig growing. That would be my solution.
Well, they could overthrow the government somehow. I mean, that's the source of all their problems.
The thing about human beings is that when it's necessary, they innovate, right? The human motivation, what's the adage I'm thinking of, the old saying, necessity is
the
mother
of
invention.
Right. But that's only if you're free to innovate. You know, as long as there's not some government goon going to come by and stick a gun to your head and stop you from doing
it. But even so, even under the duress of tyrannical governments, human beings have found ways.
Sure, well, I mean, they're talking about some of the meats available in black markets or private markets, so they are out
there. If we look at just the United States, we look at the Prohibition era, right, and the guys who ran booze. Right, the booze runners, right? They found a way, right? They built stills up in the mountains.
Sure.
Right?
At high risk.
Very high risk, of course, but they found a way.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Great.
I believe in, like, communities taking care of their own, but voluntarily. So, like, that's why I'm trying to build it into, you know, the Intercoin system and others, basically having on a local level, because we can't get the federal government to change, but we can get our local communities to, you know, help the poor, and maybe pay for their surgery or pay for their meat or whatever it is. But I think, you know, there has to be a way for people to do that. I wanted to just call in about the verdict, you know. I've been reading about it in the Keene Sentinel and everything like that. I found one thing to be really strange, you know, that the whole thing sort of seems to be around anonymity and, like, you know, hey, these people showed up with cash and they want Bitcoin. And the Keene Sentinel was saying, like, oh, but these people could have been scammers who took money from, you know, ladies on dating sites or whatever. And what I find strange is, how did they end up with cash at the end of the day? Like, cash is already anonymous.
Right.
I can already and use cash. So I don't even understand, like, cash is already anonymous. Changing it for Bitcoin is also anonymous. And to me, that is a big issue, because in society, it seems that the government is almost like against privacy, because, you know,
of course they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, during the trial, the prosecution made it very clear to the jury that anyone that has cash is a suspect. That anyone that has cash, you should always want to know why. You should always ask them questions about what are they doing. How did you get all that cash?
You know, if I have a used car to sell and I put an ad on Craigslist and, you know, Bob Smith shows up and has, you know, the right amount of money, and I go, sure, here you go.
You can't do that, Captain. Like, that's money laundering. That's a conspiracy to money launder right there, Captain. Even though you didn't agree or hear anything about an illegal source of those funds, you're going to need to start asking your car buyers where they got their money from. Where did every single dollar come from? I'm going to need to see the receipt, sir, before I can sell you this car.
I'm certainly not going to do that in that
case. Whereas if it's on your credit card, that is certainly on the up and up.
or the CBDC.
Oh, right.
Yeah, then you can just take the payment. No questions asked.
Yeah, one of the things that stuck out to me about this whole thing, like the money transmission idea. Well, even in theory, you are one half of a money transmission. Like, even by their insane way of looking at things, where's the other half? Because, like, okay, you turned money into Bitcoin and then it got moved. Well, where's the other half? Oh, we don't want to bring Kraken in. We don't want to bring Coinbase in. We don't want to bring in all of the controlled exchanges for their part in this supposed unlicensed money transmitting business.
The government's position in this case is that it's impossible for anybody besides government to be able to prevent people from getting scammed.
It's absurd.
Which is totally absurd. And also, they didn't consider for a minute the fact that Ian himself was scammed.
Didn't care.
They didn't even care about that.
Greg, anything else?
The government even has this thing with, what is it called, when they take money that was involved in a crime, they just show up and take it. Like, oh, you have some cash?
Yep. Civil asset forfeiture. I'm going to accuse your property of committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, property's real bad at defending itself in court.
It's a fact. Greg, anything else you want to share?
I just wanted to ask, how does the appeal process work in general, like in the in justice system? Like,
I'm going to learn a lot more about it here in the coming months, so I'm sure I'll be able to answer that question with greater detail.
Stay tuned.
But as my understanding is, at least with the federal courts, your appeal has to go up to the First Circuit, or in our case, it's the First Circuit, whatever circuit you are living in. I think New York's a different circuit than the First, but it's the First Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in Boston, and you can only appeal a case on questions of law. So you don't get to try the case again in front of a panel of judges or whatever. It's the question, you know, the issue is, did you object during the trial? If you did object during the trial, then you can appeal on those things on which you objected. So that's really the only way you can do what they call preserve questions, legal questions for appeal. And that's all you get to do, is you get to appeal the law and the decisions that the lower court made, essentially, on those laws. Thank you, Greg, for the
call
tonight. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Parts of the country have seen blizzard conditions, sub-freezing temperatures and strong winds, and those are the ingredients for serious flight delays. More than 3,000 have been canceled within the United States on Christmas Eve, according to FlightAware. Denver International and Chicago's O'Hare International Airport have seen the most delays. Four people are dead and several others injured after a nearly 50-car pileup in Ohio during whiteout conditions Friday night, state police said. A Russian military strike in Ukraine killed at least 10 people. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said areas hit were non-military facilities and described the shelling as killing, quote, for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. There was no winner in the latest Mega Millions. That means Tuesday's jackpot will balloon to $565 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Show here live, Saturday show, also our Christmas Eve edition. We are here live Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. Throughout the holidays, we're with you. We're here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And the phones are always open at 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Padraig is on the line in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I'm going to make this real quick. You talked about Cuba, the country. Mm-hmm. I live in Cuba, New Mexico. Cuba, the country, is communist. Cuba, New Mexico, is socialist. If it weren't for government handouts, Cuba, New Mexico would be a ghost town.
Huh.
That's
okay.
The first point. Second point is, I heard a story in World War One where they were engaged in trench warfare, where they were just buried down and bogged down. And they had no man's land there, and Christmas Day came, and both the German soldiers and the European soldiers called a ceasefire, and
yeah.
They just went after them.
Against all of their commanding officers.
Mm.
Every commanding officer said, no, this is still a war, you still have to kill that guy. But they all defied orders and said, no, this is Christmas.
Wouldn't it be nice if people around the globe would do that? Be like, no, I'm not going to bomb people for you anymore.
Here's another point. Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky both have cell phones, because I'm talking to you on a cell phone now.
Mm-hmm.
How come they just hear it's daylight on the other side of the world? Why can't they just call just a day of ceasefire, just to relax and enjoy Christmas?
Because they're warmongering tyrants.
Well, and why couldn't the German soldiers and the European soldiers back then just call it off entirely? I mean, if they could do it for one day, why couldn't they just all go home the next day? Like, oh, you know what? Why are we doing this? This is crazy. We're all humans here. Let's go home to our families. And then just leave the commanders on the battlefield to fight it out.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the reason that they will not take 1 second's rest, because this is a cash cow.
Mm.
Every second that they spend trying to murder each other is another $1 billion that they can put in a new spending bill.
Mm.
But who's paying those taxes?
Well, you are.
They're getting their money from someplace.
You are.
Oh, yeah. Taxes have done it.
Well, and that's one of the things where, like, we don't tend to think about it, but every dollar that gets spent gets paid by everyone on Earth because it's the world reserve currency. So they are hurting everyone by spending this.
If we just quit paying our taxes, they wouldn't have no money.
Yep.
Well, they just print it out. See, they've got to. You got to do more than just quit paying taxes. You have to stop using their money. You have to choose an alternative, whether it's cryptocurrency or gold backs or some other form of alternative that is not backed by the dollar.
Right.
That's the key.
I prefer rye stones.
You don't have to leave physically. You do have to exit their system as much as you possibly can. Padraig, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
good call,
it.
Man.
As we continue here, David is also in New Mexico. By the way, town of Cuba, New Mexico is like population 700-something.
Uh-huh.
Tiny place. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Cuba. Shout out to the Mescalero Apaches. And speaking of that, you were speaking Navajo just a little bit earlier when you said a gooder service. It's like you're actually appearing on Saturday night, two nights a week. You're on in Farmington, New Mexico, Four Corners, Navajo Nation. Shout out to them. They are laughing now, Indian humor, because you said a gooder service.
I don't get it.
That's because you're not Indian.
A good or service. A gooder service.
Gooder service.
I got you.
The Indians will say, instead of saying a better service, they will say it's a gooder service.
Okay, now I get you. Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty gooder joke.
But you like that, do you? So you like that when you said ho, 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 you were shouting out to my 3 X's, eh? You like that one, too?
She's on a roll here, people.
That joke is possibly
your mom.
That joke is... it's kind of like how you want to make cookies with batter. It's a batter joke.
Damn.
Batter.
You're welcome.
Speaking of ho-ho-ho, let me defy a court order since it's Christmas Eve. My Christmas present to humanity, or at least to people in the... Well, I guess it's to humanity, is I want to, once again, I want to re-up Judge John J. Romero, Jr. I want to violate your existing court order of no contact between myself and my children, one of whom is now technically an adult, but still under the jurisdiction of the court.
Really?
And his name is... Yeah.
How can you be under a court order of no contact with your children when they're no longer a quote-unquote legal child?
Well, remember that, because, you know, for instance... Child support doesn't end at 18. It can extend through 21 or
I have no idea.
Yeah,
that came about right around the time that I remember this in Washington State. If you cohabitate with somebody that has kids that aren't yours, and you're a dude, if you cohabitate with them for, I think it's more than a year, it might be 2 years, and then you break up. You know, you've never been married or anything like that. You can be sued for child support for children that aren't even yours.
Wow.
And I think that the 21 bit with child support came about right around the same time.
David, what was the other thing you said? You said they can go through 21 or what was the third thing?
In some cases, when in the case of dissolution of marriage or dissolution of relationship with children, it can be court ordered that typically speaking, that the male, the father, will be required to pay child support through the college education of said children. I have seen that. I don't know which.
Is that New Mexico specific or is that federal? Do you know?
It would go state by state, I believe. In that case, it would depend, like I said, the jurisdiction you're in. But I wanted to violate this court order again,
right.
In my assessment of the law, and once again, you're on the air in northern New Mexico, okay, and you're also on the air in southern New Mexico, there are people in government that this can get to them, even though it's Christmas Eve. So
we know the FBI is listening.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, the FBI doesn't have any jurisdiction in this, but they're welcome to jump in. They can call Judge John J. Romero and tell him that David Brent Olson is willfully violating his court order of no contact and saying Merry Christmas to his son David, who theoretically should have the last name Olson. However, it might have been unlawfully changed to Elich, E-L-I-C-H, and to my other child, David's younger sister, Paisley, who still is a child, who has not yet reached the age of 18. Merry Christmas, Paisley, and that is in direct non-compliance with the court order of John J. Romero Jr. I would love you to throw me in jail for 180 days for that, Judge John J.
Now,
Romero
that is
Jr.
the kind of Christmas wish that I like to hear, somebody violating a court order by wishing somebody Merry Christmas. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck, David. The number here is 603-283-6160. What a terrible story. What a sad
But that's
situation.
a hell of a gift.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, to be able to say that, you mean?
Well, to be able to facilitate somebody saying Merry Christmas to his son, right? That I feel like we've done something good here now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm amazed that you can still be considered a child at 21.
That's nuts.
But, I mean, I shouldn't be so surprised because it's always this totalitarian tiptoe.
Well, and remember, family court is the worst court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, family court, like, as much as regular-ass courts, whether it's federal or state or whatever, kind of follow their rules. Maybe they don't, but, like, they kind of do. Family court doesn't, more so than any other version of court.
Yeah, so many nightmare stories over the years.
And, I mean, the goal of this all, from their perspective, is to make people perpetual children.
Yes.
So that you never are considered an adult, you never grow up.
You always need to be taken care of.
For your own actions.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They want a bunch of adult children, which there's a new term for, kidults.
Kidults.
Have you heard that one yet?
I did. And I was like, oh my God, another new vocabulary word.
I refuse it.
It's terrible. Now, there's more on the way here, and you can join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We have time for you if you want to get on with us here on this live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. We'll get into what's happening in Greece with a new subsidy on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And you can join us even in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. You can call in now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll be covering a little bit of international news tonight with the food situation there in Cuba. Not looking so good. People waiting in long lines for days, coming back day after day after day, just trying to get basic food items from the state-run stores. And, of course, that's the problem, is the state runs the grocery distribution business there. But there's also problems in Greece right now as well. We'll get into that coming up here. It's Ian Pekels, Mountaineer, and Captain Kickass in the studio.
Present.
The number is 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. You can follow our podcast feeds. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find different options for subscribing there, our main podcast, and a few other ways to listen over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Coming up in about 40 minutes from now, 10:30 Eastern time, you will be able to join Beard Talk Live. It's Captain and Peakless, and also usually nobody comes to the party as well. You guys will be taking us into Christmas Day all the way. I usually go to about 1 a.m. Eastern, I think, typically.
1:30.
Yeah, about 1:30. So tune in.
Uncensored. That's no
right.
FCC.
No FCC to get in the way of you expressing yourself, and no pesky commercial breaks either. So head on over to video.freetalklive.com. Subscribe to our Odyssey channel there. We actually had a couple callers calling from Odyssey tonight, so thank you to our Odyssey viewers. And then you can watch it live at watch.freetalklive.com. If you don't have time to tune in live, just make sure you subscribe to our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com, and the full audio version of Beard Talk Live will become available probably sometime later Sunday morning. So be sure you check that out. Meanwhile, let's go to the phones here. You're on the air on Free Talk Live. Who is this?
This is David calling from Kansas.
David in Kansas, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got my phone fixed, so I figured I'd call back this week because I owe you all an apology because I was backing Kanye West several weeks ago until he started to talk about all the good things Hitler did.
Okay. Wow. So I would like to state for the record that I backed his 2016 run because he announced it after it was impossible for him to run that year.
Okay.
Whereas now, not so much.
Yeah, I was actually on Kanye's side there for a few weeks until he decided to say, well, like Hitler was a good guy. Just look at everything that he did. That was good.
Yeah, he's definitely, if he hadn't lost his mind before, he has certainly lost it now.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I take what I see from the media like a grain of salt, you know, because,
sure.
I mean, you look at what they did to Dave Chappelle.
Right.
You know, and...
Well, yeah,
and
you can't trust the media reports, but in this case, you can actually hear Kanye say things like what you're referring to live on the Alex Jones show, and Alex Jones didn't know what to do about it. Like, he made Alex Jones look like a sane man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, when all of a sudden Alex Jones looks like he wants to get in the bathtub with a toaster.
That's a great way to describe it.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing watching that.
So I wanted to get that out of the way.
Okay.
And then, you know, I also just want to throw this out there. You know, you're talking about inflation and food and issues, you know, in Cuba and Greece. And, you know, Americans are only three meals away from violence.
Mm.
And people need to remember that. You're three meals away from violence. That's the way humans operate.
I mean, we saw people fighting over toilet paper 2 years ago during the COVID thing, right?
Yep.
Exactly. And that was just toilet paper, which absolutely had nothing to do with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing to do with COVID. So, you know, people need to realize that when it comes to currency has a very broad meaning. Skills can also be currency.
Yep.
Learn how to defend yourself, learn how to think critically, and learn a set of skills.
Well, and knowledge can be currency as well.
Hmm.
And if you have the right knowledge, you can turn that into a career.
And we are that kind of an unlicensed transmitter.
Exactly.
Knowledge transmitter.
Knowledge.
Even when you have the fall of society and you've got the breakdown of transportation, how are you going to get food? How are you going to get supplies?
Well, so,
are you going to get medicine?
When there's an absence of government, society is what will get us out of it, right? Most people, listeners I'm talking to here, don't realize that the government and society are two different things, right? They think that government is society and that society is government when, in fact, they're two separate entities. And in the absence of government, society still exists.
It'll flourish. In that case,
that's right. And the problem is, though, how dangerous does it get until society realizes that we don't need government? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be very upset thinking that we don't have government, when in truth, the government is what's pushing us to the breaking point because they haven't woken up yet.
Yeah, it's going to take some.
They haven't taken the red pill.
No, it's going to take a lot. Something's got to have to happen that's going to wake people up because, I mean, it wasn't COVID. People fell right in line and they did everything they were told. The jury in my case believed everything they were told by the government, even here in the so-called live free or die state.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty sad. But we do, for the first time, have something. We have, you know, gold backs. You know, we have gold and silver, the tried and true, tested things. You know, we have ammunition, right, which is, you know, sort of also a currency. But cryptocurrency exists, and it's the first time that we have a non-government method for exchanging value. One that they cannot stop. Yeah, one that they cannot stop, mind you. That they've tried. Right. They're continuing to try every day to shut this thing down.
They try.
And it still exists.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we have a choice. We can put these things into place while the sun is shining, like while the power's on, while the grocery stores still have food in them. We can change our ways.
What about FTX, David?
Well, the failure of FTX, to me, from the outside looking in, is the government trying to shut down cryptocurrency. Don't you think it's very interesting that he waived his extradition to come back to the United States so easily?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has names. He's going to name names, and he's going to get Epstein'd. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, he's already getting the in the club treatment from having donated to the tunes of billions of dollars, perhaps.
Yeah, billions.
Exactly.
He's up in the George Soros territory. Not quite as prolific.
To government, to the Democrat Party.
He's number two to George Soros.
I guarantee he's going to get off scot-free. and he's gonna get taken care of as long as he keeps his mouth shut.
I could see this one going either way, honestly. Like, I think that most likely things are either A, he's going to be like, see, I am a reformed man, and I will now lead the charge in regulating cryptocurrency.
Well, he was already doing that.
Right. But now he just gets this all this extra backing, and now it'll be court-ordered that he does that.
Maybe. Or
this will be a very loud, public punishment beating for questioning their power.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight, man, and Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate
hearing
from you, dude.
Thanks. All that good stuff. Happy Hanukkah if you're Jewish. Happy Ramadan if you're Muslim. And if you're atheist, well,
Festivus for the rest of us.
Friendship.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. By the way, update on Bankman since he brought it up here from CoinDesk. We heard about the $250 million bond. The feds were bragging that it was the largest ever in the history of federal cases, $250 million.
Inflation.
But was it really? According to CoinDesk, it turns out there is less than meets the eye in the $250 million bond. In fact, a lot less. In a typical federal case, the bondsman would charge 10 to 15% of the amount in cash to issue a surety bond or a bail bond. But in this case, that would be 37-something million. However, Bankman did not pay that for his bond. In fact, they paid zero cash for the $250 million bond. And there is a second way to acquire the bail bond, which is to pledge collateral in the full amount of the bond. So that would mean that if the defendant failed to appear, then the collateral would then be forfeited. The ownership would go to the court.
Yeah.
In his case, that would mean he'd need a benefactor to step up and pledge property worth $250 million. But that didn't happen either. Instead, his parents pledged their Palo Alto, California home, where he's staying under house arrest, which is worth, rumored, around $4 million. And that is the full extent of the collateral pledge to guarantee the $250 million bond.
It's about $246 million shy.
So where did the $250 come from? Well, in this case, he wasn't required to post a conventional bond because he was given personal recognizance, which means that, oh, yeah, we know you. We think you're going to show up, and you can just put your parents' house down.
Stealing $10 billion doesn't make you a flight risk? Come on.
So the personal recognizance bonds contains the solemn promise through his parents to pay the court $250 million if he fails to show up for trial at the appointed time. So he basically walked out by signing a piece of paper, and his parents put up their house. That wasn't $250 million. Nobody cut a check to the courts for that amount. Meanwhile, they kept me in jail for 69 days.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.